There used to be a factory here that made shirts. Shirts for men that do real work. Made by women who work for real. You want to attract the right people. If they work in a bank, then at least they're respectable. There were three button factories in this region. We were an inland community. We had to make everything from the buttons on up. That's where we get our can-do attitude. Look up at the horizon and across the way. You can see places of value, where men wear the shirts with the collars, insurance, banking, St. Mary's Church. Look right, the back of the Weber Chambers. The first thing that struck me was the deteriorating condition of everything. Nothing sparkled. Nothing shone. Windows were dirty. Floors were cracked. Signs obviously hadn't been touched in years. If ever I have choice again, I'll turn it down with few regrets. I read that in a letter. 144 through 150 King Street West. On the front is a parapet with the inscription, Weber Chambers. You can see that later. It was originally constructed as a professional office with street-level stores. In 1933, Stabler Insurance and G.E. Schley Advertising were tenants. The upper floors were converted to residences in 1985. I wonder how that window got broken. Walk toward the ornamental grasses. Fitting bequest from the swamp. Can you see them? Or are the cars in the way? Walk toward the street. I found another note on the ground here. Discarded receipt from an ATM. Maybe that one there, to the right. Transaction cancelled. I am wandering the untouched museum without organization. This archive of the street. Look to the left. Another clock. What time is it? Valkyrie breasts feed the sky. Maybe not. Keep walking. Do you see the seagulls? I saw seagulls. Poor misguided birds. The swamp's a road. No water here anymore. They remember. Or do they believe? Walk back to the great road. Here's some music. Walk to elements. Stop there.